We're joined by the Miller family this morning. Christy, the mom, along with Mary and Grace, who are members of the 4-H group. What's the name of your 4-H group?
I really like our 4-H group. It's called Wildcat Wanderers.
Wow. It's very descriptive. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you guys have been working on this year.
So I was doing photography for my 4-H, and so I basically took pictures and it had me in a book. And I did a self-determined miniature project. It was my second year doing that, and it was basically I got to kind of determine my own rules on what I wanted to do for the miniature project.
So we're talking about miniatures. Are we talking about sort of like scale models of something, or is this, what exactly is that we're talking about here?
So most miniatures that self-determined people do is like the miniature train scales and something, but I wanted to do something a little bit more related to a dollhouse. So I got a kit from online. I put it together. I did some research on different types of miniatures and different uses and what scale it was. And then I got to make some of my own things. So it wasn't so much of a train model. It was more of a dollhouse.
And what, is it just a room or an entire house?
It is a miniature tea garden. So it's kind of like a bakery shop slash garden. It's really cute. And it's pretty small. And it's one room.
What's the scale that you're working on?
I think it is a 12-inch scale. It's pretty small, but it's not as small as the train station one.
So when you had to create some of your own parts of it, what things did you create to add to that?
So I've really always been into polymer clay, and I like making earrings and stuff and bracelets. So I wanted to make miniatures using my polymer clay. So I made tiny food out of it, and then I used some other materials to make other miniatures, such as fabrics and metals.
Now, have you done this before, or was this the first time doing miniatures?
This is my second time doing miniatures for a 4-H project, but I like doing it on my free time, especially during coronavirus, because it gives me something to do. So I've kind of been doing it for a while.
Yeah, so how long does something like this take to put together to have a finished product?
It took probably 3 weeks to put together because I had a time set for it. I had judging set. But usually if you were just doing it on your own time, it would probably take longer. But since I spent lots of my time on it, it took about 3 weeks.
Mary, let's talk about your photography. Are you using a camera or are you using your phone? What's the medium for the pictures?
So I used... At the beginning of my project, I used the phone, but then I got used to using my mom's camera, so I used the camera.
And what are some of the subjects of your photographs?
So in my book, they had, like, different things to do. So they had you do, like, lighting, composition, and learn about your equipment.
So when you're taking a picture, how many do you take for what ended up in your book?
I took a lot of pictures, but most of them didn't go in my book, only like the final products and like the good pictures I put in my book.
Did you enjoy the photography process, or what's your favorite part about doing that?
I like the photography. Probably my favorite part is just going out and finding good pictures to take.
What did you learn about the importance of lighting?
Well, I learned that lighting can definitely take effect on your picture and how it looks.
Did you take pictures of objects or people?
I did both of them. So some were like objects in nature, some were like objects in the house, and some were like people.
Oh. And then when you put this together, so normally you would put this together for maybe a board or a display. What's happening this year for the junior fair, 4-H?
So this year we did our judging on Zoom, and for the fair, for the people that are doing it at home, they are having like a slideshow of different kids' pictures and stuff.
Now, at what point do you get how you did as far as the judging results? Was that already given to you, or is that something to be determined?
They haven't given it to me yet because they said they would put it in the mail or something.
Oh. So what's next for your projects? This kind of normally the cycle for the 4-H kind of goes with the fair. Does things then start up new after that, or what do you plan to do moving forward?
So we're not attending the fair this year. Usually we would display our projects on Mary's photographs on poster boards and me in like a display case area. But since we're not attending, we send in pictures to like the Ohio 4-H office, and we don't really know what's next. Because our 4-H group already ended its year. We had our end-of-the-year party. So we don't know what's next for our project.
Christy, can you tell us a little bit about how you and your family got involved in 4-H and what it means to you?
Yeah, well, the girls, 4-H, they've been involved since kindergarten. It starts when they enter elementary school. They call it the Clover Bud Program. And we had a great set of neighbors, and they had started the Wildcat Wanderers, and their family, they were 4-H'ers growing up, and I was a 4-H'er as a kid, and I knew that it would give the girls great opportunity to participate in many activities, and it would give them the chance to explore different learning activities as well, because there's so much more than just animals at the fair, like taking these projects. First aid, health. So the Ohio State 4-H Extension, they just offer so many learning opportunities for the kids. And it gives them also a good experience, like with this interview, to be able to talk about their work and explain what they've learned. So I think it's already given them some great avenues that will help them later in the future.